Why is paying your taxes in the U.S. so nasty?
It's only the United States that makes it this hard.
Coming up, we hear from one expert on simplifying the American tax system by taking a look at how the rest of the world does it. But first, what is your tax experience like? Expensive, complicated, or if you're one of the lucky ones, simple?
This is Joanne from Keystone Heights, Florida. Our taxes are pretty simple, so it doesn't take much time, no more than an hour to collect our information. Then we go to AARP Tax Aid. Our return takes about a half hour to prepare and have checked.
Hi, this is Mark from Beaverton, Oregon. We stash tax mail in a closet and then haul it en masse to H&R Block. We're complex enough to cost $500, but to get IRS protection and $5,000 back is way worth it.
More taxing discussions coming up.
Well, it used to be that taxes wasn't cause for much concern, for our uncle wasn't worried over the money that we would earn. But today,
the Trump administration wants a huge tax cut and some as yet unspecified simplification or reform of the U.S. tax system. Without seeing the president's own tax forms, it's a mystery how these changes might benefit him. Some team of accountants and lawyers are possibly still working on the Trump 1040s. We've all got until Tuesday. But a simplified tax system could just tip the country into recession. That's right, because Americans spend 6 billion hours preparing their taxes or paying someone or something to help them. T.R. Reid is author of the book A Fine Mess, A Global Quest for a Simpler, Fairer, and More Efficient Tax System. He tackled the complicated U.S. healthcare system in one of his earlier books. Mr. Reid, so nice to talk to you again.
Nice to be on your air, John. Thanks.
You love complicated stuff, and you're not afraid to simplify it and tear it apart, right?
Yeah, that's what I did, and it's tax, so I put every tax joke I've ever heard in the book. I'm trying to make it palatable, you know?
We're not talking about the flat tax, the simple sort of conservative, get rid of all the progressive parts of the income tax that we've heard over the past decade or so.
Well, I talk about the flat tax in my book. The basic theory is any idea that anybody in the U.S. has had, left, right, or center, to fix our tax code, some country has tried it. So I just went around the world looking at each of these ideas to see if they work. And guess what? You know that Steve Forbes 16% flat rate tax? 12 countries tried it.
And it accomplishes simplicity, better collection of revenue, more compliance?
It doesn't do those things. Here's what it does. It brings in less money. That's the problem. The countries, most of them had to give up the flat tax because you can't set that single rate high enough to bring in the revenue you need, but low enough for ordinary working families to pay. It turns out you have to charge the rich more to bring in the revenue you need, or you have to raise other taxes. So Hungary has a 15% flat rate tax, but they had to put in the highest sales tax in the world to make up the difference, 27% on everything you buy.
In your book, it's curious that for all of the technology that's proliferated in the United States on everything else that is in our lives, that the tax system has not taken advantage of the technological possibilities of simplifying filing taxes or paying taxes. Why are we behind?
That's so maddening to me. As you said, we spend billions of hours. We spend $10 billion on tax preparation. On a beautiful April weekend when you ought to be out playing golf or playing soccer, you're slaving over IRS forms. And it doesn't have to be that way. In other countries, it takes 10, 15 minutes to pay your taxes and costs nothing. You can walk down the street in Amsterdam or London or Lima and never see an H&R Block because that system is not needed in those countries. They've made it easy to pay tax. It's only the United States that makes it this hard.
Have we created a tax preparing industry that if we got rid of it in one fell swoop would cause a recession?
Absolutely right. That's exactly, well, cause a recession, I don't know. It's a $10 billion industry.
Wow.
But, you know, theoretically, those people could then be employed to do something useful in society rather than helping us figure out impossible instructions. And guess what, John? The IRS could fill out the form for almost every American family. They know all the numbers.
Right.
And when this is proposed in Congress, this won't surprise you, H&R Block and the tax software companies lobby against it. The deal is we do more work and they do make more money.
The income tax system as we know it today is this very complicated and incentive-driven system for incentivizing behaviors in the United States, whether it's corporate greed or corporate responsibility or helping people in the lower end of the tax bracket. Does it work as a social engineering system?
Yeah, sometimes it does. Tax turns out to be a good way to stop people from doing stuff that government doesn't want them to do, because it still gives you the choice to do that bad thing. A classic case is the cigarette tax. In the 1960s, the tax on cigarettes was about 30 cents a pack, and 42% of adult Americans smoked every day. Now, cigarettes cost $5-6. It's almost all tax, and smoking is 16% of American adults. So that's a case where it really worked. I mean, if you remember, Mayor Bloomberg outlawed big gulp soft drinks.
Sure.
And that it was so unpopular. It's big government nanny state. The better way to do that is put a tax on sugared drinks. And when they do that, the numbers show very clearly people switch to water or to diet soda. So tax can be an effective way to influence behavior, but it doesn't always work.
Does Japan really do its tax system the way you describe? I mean, it sounds like some sort of dream.
Yeah, in Japan, the government, the IRS there, sends you a postcard in early March. It says, we think you earned this much, we withheld this much, we owe you a small refund, and we'll put it in your bank on April 1st. That is, no tax return. If the numbers look right, you just file that card away and you're done. And that's true. About 80% of Japanese workers never file a tax return. In other countries, IRS agents, you know, they have baseball caps and T-shirts. They have bands and slogans and, you know, they brag about, and they're very respected people. But Americans hate paying tax, and therefore we take it out on those poor IRS agents.
Well, we have, I guess, another 24 hours or so to get our taxes done, something like that. T.R. Reid, it's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm going to get my taxes in this year by 11:45 on the last day. I'm proud of myself.
Get going, buddy. T.R. Reid is the author of A Fine Mess, A Global Quest for a Simpler, Fairer, and More Efficient Tax System. Get working now.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.